Grand Blanc community still reeling from that attack on the church where 4 members died, 8 others were wounded. And, you know, the Free Press got an interview with the father. His name is Thomas Sanford. He apologized to the families of the people killed. Quote, "I feel terrible about all the families have been hurt. They're under the same crap that I'm going under, that my wife and I are going under. I apologize for that." So that's the latest with that up in Grand Blanc. And it got me to thinking about all these attacks. You know, I mean, the Tree of Life synagogue attack hit me deeply because it was in Pittsburgh and 11 people died there. Mm-hmm. That's my hometown. And then those 2 little children killed in church recently. And just like all of these attacks. And we heard from the administration that there's an uptick. Is that true? What does Nathan Berkley, Associate Vice President, U.S. Strategies and Communications at the Religious Freedom Institute, have to say about all this? Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
I think you're going to say that that is indeed correct. According to FBI crime reports, it's up 100% between 2021 and 2023, attacks on churches, mosques, temples, synagogues.
That's right. And in fact, even if you just look in the last month, Annunciation Catholic Church in Minneapolis, Minnesota was attacked. 18 kids were shot. A number of people died. 2 more children died. And even in Wayne, Michigan, there was a shooter who walked into a church back in June, and a security officer confronted and shot and killed him before he was able to harm others. So there has been a number of shootings even the last couple of months on this in this way. But I will say, if you widen the lens just a little bit to include arson and bomb threats, vandalism, assaults on individuals that don't involve shootings, there has been an uptick in the last few years, to such an extent that even the Catholic bishops in the United States have tracked this since 2020, and there have been more than 370 attacks of that these kinds on Catholic churches around the country. Another organization has tracked this, Family Research Council in D.C., and they found that acts of hostility against U.S. churches has amounted to about 1,300 since 2018. Well, there has been an uptick.
Why is that? Why have we seen this uptick?
Well, it is difficult to get at all the factors involved. But one thing we can say, I mean, you can look at individual motives like we have in with the individual in Grand Blanks. There can be very personal motives. There can be mental health issues involved. But there is certainly something in our cultural ethos that is causing people who have a range of dispositions and ideas about religious communities that's causing them to take that rage and direct it in this particularly violent way. And that is something that we all need to come to grips with. Even broadening a bit more, ideologically fueled violence is something that in U.S. history has ebbed and flowed. And it appears we may be entering into a period where that kind of violence intended to convey a message about something, is something that we're going to have to deal with and try to mitigate in any way that we can.
So do you see this violence as being motivated more by ideology or mental health crisis or something else?
Well, I think it is a combination. We have to look at individual cases. I understand that the state lawmakers who were shot in their homes in Minnesota were targeted by an individual who understood that he was being directed by, you know, Governor Waltz to commit those terrible acts. But then there are other cases where it seems, even though there's clearly something wrong with these individuals who go into houses of worship of all places and commit these acts of violence, where they are aware of what they're doing, and they are intending to express some kind of discontent or rage or animus toward those religious bodies, as we have with the individual in Grand Blanc. Although even there, we have a circumstance where the individual had a relationship, I understand, with someone who was within the LDS community. And so there might have been a number of personal and ideological reasons that motivated him to do this terrible, terrible thing.
We're hearing a lot of messaging that the attacks on Christians and Christianity is the worst. Is it really just against one religion or faith or people?
Well, I do think that in particular, Christian churches in the United States have been targeted, again, not only with violence, but acts of vandalism, as I said earlier, arson in particular. Yeah, there have been, I guess those actions have been directed against Christian churches. That's just true. Now, as you mentioned, we have the circumstance a number of years ago in Pittsburgh. There have been violent acts committed, since 9/11 against mosques. So the incidents of this sort have broadly affected religious communities in the United States. In the last few years, it certainly seems to be that it's targeting Christians more than others. Now, Christian churches are also more prevalent in the United States, so that certainly plays into it. But Christians in particular, perhaps related to moral convictions that Christians hold that are increasingly out of step with many that are advanced in culture, I think that certainly is part of it. But that's only part of the explanation.
Well, you go back to the early 90s where you had about 90% of the American public identifying as Christian, somewhere under that umbrella. Now that's down to about 60%, at least that was in a couple of years ago. And then the New York Times just came out with a story back in February that said the decline of Christianity has just stopped. So earlier this year, it kind of flatlined. Does the movement away from religion, does that have something to play into this as well?
Well, it certainly may. And in fact, that flatlining, I think there's evidence of that even in Western Europe as well, where the bottom has really fallen out on Christian faith and practice. So, as society has become more secular, people speculate that has, kind of increased the animus toward those who remain faithful Christians in the United States. I think that's possible. Although the reality is there are many kind of expressions of secularism that are starting to look a lot more religious. So as people are, moving away from the Christian faith, they tend to be embracing, other kind of modes of spirituality. So how to think about why that would lead in particular to animus toward Christians, is hard to determine. But we can certainly, if we can't fully explain it, we can describe it. It does indeed seem to be happening.
And for people who are listening who still feel shaken about this grand blank shooting, what would you say about the importance of just continuing to gather in community despite these threats?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, one of the deepest exercises of religion, in America or anywhere in the world is gathering for worship. I mean, these are places intended to be ones of solemnity and awe and joy, and they are critical in the life of faith for Christians and for others as well. And it is imperative that people continue to gather, although it's important also for religious leaders of congregations to take seriously some basic security protocols for being aware of surroundings and looking for signs of danger and that sort of thing. Now, these lone wolf shooters tragically don't leave a lot of options available for absolutely detecting them in advance, and that's just true. But religious communities must continue to gather. People of faith must continue to gather with people of like mind. If you believe that, for instance, if you're a Christian, you believe Christianity is true, then you must gather for worship. It's an integral part of the life of faith, and I certainly encourage, everyone who is in a faith community to continue to do that, even while their leaders take very seriously the kind of vigilance that they must have, especially during these times.
And we are going to talk about the safety of local churches coming up at 8:19. Nathan Berkley of the Religious Freedom Institute, thank you so much.
Pleasure to be with you. Thank you for covering this the way you have.
Coming up on JR Morning, both sides pushing blame on this federal government shutdown. We'll talk to Debbie Dingell about what's happening behind closed doors. That's at 7:49. But now I'm going to talk about Shelby Mechanical. It's fall, and there could be some common plumbing issues related to this change of season. You could have clogged drains, sump pump failure. Soonish, we're going to be having problems with frozen pipes, and you should call Shelby Mechanical. I use Shelby Mechanical. I've used them for a couple jobs now, and their staff is amazing. They listen, they act fast, and we have no problems moving forward. This fall, make sure to take advantage of the Shelby Mechanical Plumbing discounts. $35 off garbage disposal replacement, $100 off water heater install, and $50 off snake and camera service. Take advantage of these fall discounts. To get same day or next day plumbing service, call Shelby Mechanical for your home or office, 586-726-9444, or visit shelbymechanical.net. That's shelbymechanical.net. For projects big and small, you know who to call. Shelby Mechanical for all your plumbing needs.